It's Monday, October 5th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Early Rain Covenant Church's elder Lee Ying Kang, who was forced to leave Sichuan after he was released from his detention in August 2019, decided to return with his family, reports International Christian Concern. However, not long after their arrival at their newly rented apartment in September, six communist officials came on September 27th to warn him that not only would they harass the family to make their residency uncomfortable, but possibly deprive him and his wife of custody of their children. In Acts 5:41, the apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. On Friday, President Donald Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19, bringing the disease to the pinnacle of power, reports the San Francisco Chronicle. Dr. Sean Conley, the physician to the president, briefed the press outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where the president has resided since Friday night. Conley proclaimed Trump was, quote, doing very well, end quote, that his fever had subsided, that his symptoms were improving, and that he was not receiving supplemental oxygen, reports Politico.com. Appearing on CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta offered his prognosis for the president.
Given the president's age and his pre-existing illnesses, he's going to be at increased risk from this disease. But I want to preface by saying, still, the odds are very much in his favor. I don't want to unsettle people too much with this. Greater than 90%, 95% chance that he will get through this still. But let me show you a little bit about the president. We know about his medical.